Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends from Cumberland Farms. Just a heads up, Salt is out. Annie is out. Dan, I'm depending on you. If I make a mistake, just yell something funny.
Gotcha.
Okay, thank you.
That's every day anyway, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you guys can't stop me from yelling in here.
Can't stop,
epidemic.
Won't stop.
Kelly's from Marshfield. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
How are we?
Kelly is bringing the comedic factor to our show this morning.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
a math teacher.
Oh, dear Lord.
And she teaches it to high school kids.
Oh, dear.
You got to have a sense of humor, right?
Yeah.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
What do you teach? What class?
I have pre-calculus and advanced algebra with trig.
Oh.
Algebra too. Yeah.
I don't understand any of the words you just said.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that equals a loss for you because I do the math around here. Kennedy's got 2,614 wins, only 221 losses, and she is over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Keith Urban was born in New Zealand, so the shooting in Christchurch hit him pretty hard. He tweeted out that his family sends out prayers for all who have been affected by this indescribable hatred. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
James Corden is going to host the Tony Awards for a second time on June 9th. What do the Tony Awards celebrate?
Broadway.
Question number three. Rob Lowe is going to be on Kimmel tonight. Which show did he star on alongside Amy Poehler?
Parks and Rec.
Question number four. Musician Chester Bennington would have been 43 today. He passed away back in 2017. Which band was he famous for fronting?
I honestly have never heard of him.
Okay. Question number five. Only 6 million people watched Idol on Monday night. They are the worst ratings for the series of all time. The show used to air on Fox, but was picked up by a different network in its return. Where does it air now? Which network?
I'm going to go with CBS.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Okay. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I have 3 out of 5 correct for Kelly.
Okay.
I would give you a math equation like Salt normally does, but I don't know that math.
Okay. That's more than half, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Keith Urban was born in New Zealand, so the shooting in Christchurch hit him pretty hard. He actually tweeted out, "My family and I send prayers for all who've been affected by this indescribable hatred." Mm. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
1-1. Question number two. James Corden is going to host the Tony Awards for a second time on June 9th. What do the Tony Awards celebrate?
Theater.
Broadway, yeah. Tied at 2. Question number three. Rob Lowe is going to be on Kimmel tonight. Which show did he star on alongside Amy Poehler?
Parks and Rec.
Tied at 3. Question number four. Musician Chester Bennington would have been 43 today. He passed away back in 2017. Which band was he famous for fronting?
Linkin Park.
Nice. 4-3, question number 5. Only 6 million people watched American Idol on Monday night. The worst ratings for that series ever. Now, it used to air on Fox. Where does it air now upon its return?
ABC.
That is a good Ooh. Guess.
And can I just say justice for Lionel Richie? He's too good to have ratings that low.
That's a fact.
The other two need to pick it up.
It's a long time. There's a reason they canceled the show.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And you can't have the kinder, gentler.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's just, yeah.
You have to have a little bit of funny stuff in the middle there.
Mm.
And Katy Perry ain't it.
No, they picked the wrong horse to spend all that money on. Mm.
You all right over there, Kennedy?
No.
You going to make it?
I don't know.
I can't tell whose voice is deeper, your Salt's or Annie's at this point. Salt, pretty close. Kelly, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have some family four-pack or a family four-pack of passes into the advanced screening of Disney's Dumbo happening March 26th at AMC Boston Common. So you enjoy those, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Give your kids a test today, okay?
No.
Okay.
No, if you did have a test, say Carson and Kennedy said you have a respite today.
Pop
no
quiz.
Surprise pop quiz.
No, you guys are so mean.
Kelly, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kelly from Marshfield, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kempy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Salt and Annie are out sick today. Kennedy has contaminated everybody with the black plague.
It's not my fault.
I have poisoned everyone as an attempt to get on the radio more. Taking out the whole show to get on.
Well,
I love your honesty.
Played.
I love
well
your honesty.
Played. What are you, like in our it's coffee
like,
or something?
It's like Game of Thrones up in here.
There's started 6 months ago with the tiny little drop.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
All of a sudden, Salt lost an arm and we don't know why.
Don't
it just
know.
Fell off.
And here I am. So convenient.
Chris is from Belmont. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hey.
Chris is running his first Boston Marathon, and he's running it for Boston Children's Hospital.
Oh, my God, amazing. Thank you so much.
Love it.
No, thank you. I know you guys have an affiliation, so it's a great organization. I'm happy to be a part of it.
When are you doing your long run, your 21-miler? Is that coming up soon?
Coming up Saturday.
Yeah, I thought it was getting
God,
close.
That sounds awful.
Then you got to taper.
Yes.
You got to taper. Mm.
Exactly.
All right, Chris, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please...
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy's got 2,615 wins, only 221 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. She is over in that soundproof studio and can't hear any of these questions. The first trailer for Toy Story 4 has been released. Who voices Woody in the movies?
Tom Hanks.
Question number 2. Ruby Rose, 33 years old today. She played Stella on which Netflix show?
No idea.
Question number 3. John Varvatos is launching a Game of Thrones clothing line. Hand-painted leather jackets will sell for $2,700, while graphic t-shirts will sell for $98. Which Game of Thrones character is known as the Mother of Dragons?
Khaleesi.
I need the character's name.
I don't know.
Question number 4. Lori Loughlin sent a high-five emoji to Operation Varsity Blues ringleader Rick Singer after her daughter Olivia Jade got into USC. Who played the quarterback Mox in the actual Varsity Blues movie?
Don't know.
Question number 5. Netflix announced an interactive survival series starring Bear Grylls. It's called You Versus the Wild, where viewers can choose the course of the story for each episode. Which channel did Bear's hit TV show Man vs. Wild air on?
Discovery.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, you were rocking out in there, Kennedy.
Yeah, I did do something.
What were you listening to?
Elvis Costello. Veronica.
Oh, I do know that one.
It's a good one.
Chris got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okay.
These are tough. Question number 1, the first trailer for Toy Story 4 has dropped. Who voices Woody in the movies?
Tom Hanks.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Ruby Rose, 33 years old today. She played Stella on which Netflix show?
Orange is the New Black.
2-1. Question number 3. Completely unrelated note. I had an espresso martini at Stella's over the weekend in the South End.
You are such a basic girl.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, that's a good one. What do you
You're like real life Sex in the City.
He's totally. What is he? He's not a Samantha.
He's not a Carrie.
Is he a Charlotte?
He might be a Charlotte.
I think he's more a Charlotte.
Yeah, he's got Charlotte written all over his face, Kennedy. Yeah.
2-1. Question number 3. John Varvatos is launching a Game of Thrones clothing line. Hand-painted leather jackets will sell for $2,700.
Yeah, he's a reasonable guy.
While graphic t-shirts will sell for just $98. Which Game of Thrones character is known as the Mother of Dragons?
Khaleesi.
I need...
Her name is...
her name.
Danny.
Dan Breslin, I think, is what you're trying
to... You're close!
Yeah.
Danny.
Darnarius Targaryen, I think.
Targaryen. You were close. Targaryen. That was better than I thought you were going
to
do.
Yeah, I don't watch that show. 2-1. Question number 4. Lori Loughlin sent a high five emoji to Operation Varsity Blues ringleader Rick Singer after her daughter Olivia Jade got into USC. Because that's
she
what she
was
going
to be on
right?
crew, so, you know.
Who played the quarterback Mox in the actual Varsity Blues movie?
James Vanderbeek.
There you go. 3-1. Question number 5. Netflix announced the interactive survival series starring Bear Grylls called You Versus the Wild, where viewers can choose the course of the story for each episode. Which channel did Bear's hit TV show Man vs. Wild originally air on?
Discovery.
That is a good guess, Kennedy. All right, so 4-2 is the final score, Chris. I'm sorry you don't get the win, but I do have a pair of concert tickets to see Fleetwood Mac at the TD Garden on March 31st, so you'll enjoy that, okay?
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Hey, Chris, will you do me a favor? When we get off the phone, drop me a text into the studio line, and we'll put up a link on our Facebook page for people to go and donate money.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you're running for Boston Children's, right?
That's right. Thank you so much.
Have you hit your goal yet?
I have, but I'm happy to raise it.
That's right. We can get a little bit more for Chris.
There's never enough.
Exactly.
All right, Chris, what do you want to say? Yeah, not a problem. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Chris from Belmont, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. Courtney's from Rockland. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
So Courtney works for the family business. Is it a printing business? Is that right?
Yeah, it's like printing and advertising, yes.
What is the name of the business?
Lane Printing.
Maine?
Lane, L-A-N-E, Lane and Printing and which, Advertising.
Which is where?
It's in Holbrook, Mass.
All right. Go see Lane Printing. I hear they do fantastic work, Kennedy.
You know, next time I need printing done, that's who I'm going to call.
How much of your family works at the family business?
My whole family. My two sisters, my brother, my mom, my dad.
Who's the one family member you wish didn't work there?
Oh, I love him, but my little brother.
It's going to get awkward around Thanksgiving.
What's his name?
Franco.
Oh, he's trouble. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Courtney?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Courtney, you're going to score yourself $100. She is now leaving the studio. She's going to be in that soundproof booth. Her record on the big board, she's got 2,616 wins, only 221 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number 1. Cardi B is set to star alongside Jennifer Lopez for her first film role. The movie is called Hustlers, and Cardi B will be going back to her roots, sort of. Her character will have the same occupation that Cardi B had before she became famous. What did she do?
She was a stripper.
Question number 2. On this date in 2012, TMZ announced that The Situation checked into rehab. Of course, The Situation is currently in jail and receiving jailhouse letters from Annie, we think.
Yep.
What is he in prison for?
Tax evasion?
Question number 3. Questlove is coming out with his own line of vegan Philly cheesesteaks. Questlove has been the drummer for which popular hip-hop band for decades? They're also the house band for Jimmy Fallon.
I'm going to kick myself for that. I don't know.
All right. Question number 4. Jay-Z, one of the big names officially announced to perform at the Woodstock 50th anniversary concert. He'll be there alongside Imagine Dragons, Miley Cyrus, Halsey, and 3 days' worth of more bands. How many kids do Jay-Z and Beyonce have together?
3.
Question number 5. Maren Morris was on Watch What Happens Live when she said that a whole bunch of other girls actually sang The Middle before her, but they all chose not to do that song. The Middle, actually number 5 in the country right now. Who produced the song The Middle?
Zed.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Yo.
Okay. She's...
Kennedy!
Just for the record, it's not number 5 right now. It hit number. It peaked at number 5.
Oh, I thought it was right now. It wouldn't surprise me. It was still around. Okay, I got you. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Courtney got 4 out of 5.
Wow, hold on.
Yay. And threw her brother Franco under the bus.
Hey, that's
printing
right.
And pop culture. That's what they do over there.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Cardi B set to star alongside Jennifer Lopez for her first film role. The movie's called Hustlers, and Cardi will be going back to her roots in a way. What did she do before she became famous?
She was a stripper.
Ow.
That movie literally looks like Ocean's 11 mm-hmm. with stripper poles.
I would watch that.
Title one, question number two. On this date in 2012, TMZ announced that the situation checked into rehab. Of course, the situation is currently in jail and receiving jailhouse letters from our friend Annie. I don't know if you know that or not. What is he in prison for, Kennedy?
Tax evasion.
That is correct. Tied at two. Question number three. Questlove coming out with his own line of vegan Philly cheesesteaks. Questlove has been the drummer for which popular hip-hop band for decades? They are also the house band for Jimmy Fallon.
The Roots.
And that sounds awful, just for the record. Vegan Philly cheesesteaks?
You probably wouldn't even know it.
I can't see Geno's or Pat selling vegan Philly cheesesteaks anytime soon.
It has steak in the name.
No wit or without.
3-2. Question number four. Jay-Z, one of the big names, officially announced to perform at Woodstock's 50th anniversary concert. Imagine Dragons will be there. Miley Cyrus will be there. Halsey will be there. How many kids do Jay-Z and Beyonce have?
3.
4-3. Question number five. Maren Morris was on Watch What Happens Live when she said that a whole bunch of other artists actually sang the middle but decided not to record the song. And that's how she ended up with it.
Hate it for him.
Kennedy, who produced the middle?
Timbaland?
Zedd.
Oh, yeah. I thought that he was the DJ guy.
Yeah, he is.
So, that confuses me.
We end up in a tie, 4-4. Sorry, Courtney, you don't get the win. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash. However, I do have a pair of concert tickets. Jess Glynn is going to be at the House of Blues on April 1st, so you will get those tickets, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Courtney from Rockland. I can't beat Kennedy.
All right, do you want to apologize to Franco?
No.
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah, but no.
Just be better at your job, Franco. You know what you did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.